Hello, welcome to Predestined, Predestined Kingdom Ministries. I am Kenithia Johnson, and I am doing a new anchor podcast today. So, I just want to pray first. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, for you are holy, holy, holy. I pray, Father, that you speak and not my flesh. In Jesus' name, that you have your way. And may this touch the hearts of everyone that it needs to. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to be reading from Joel 2, verse 28. God's Spirit poured out. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy or prophecy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. On June 15th of 2021, my daughter Phoenix, who is 4 years old, she gave me a prophecy. On the way to the nail salon, and she said, "Mommy, there's a surprise for you there." We get to the nail salon, and I was actually a bit frustrated that day. And I was frustrated that day because of financial problems, just going through this walk, you know, just trying to stay obedient to the Lord. So I was praying, and in the midst of me praying on the way to the nail salon, she says, "Mommy, there's a surprise for you at the nail salon." So on our way leaving the hand dryer, we had gotten our nails done, we were drying, and as I moved her chair and I looked down, I heard the voice of the Lord God said, he said, "Look down." And I looked down, and there was $100 folded up under the chair, and it was blending in with the rug. So it wasn't easy to see, and if the Lord did not want me to have it, I wouldn't have never saw it. So I waited a few seconds. I said, "Lord, this is for me." I said, "Happy birthday to me." My birthday is June 16th, 2021. So my birthday is June 16th. But this year, it is June 16th, 2021. So it passed. It was yesterday. And, you know, the Lord brought this verse back to my attention. And he's saying, "Believe your daughter. Believe your son. Because he is speaking through them to you." And what you have to take what they're saying and pray to the Lord thy God. Ask him, you know, "Father, is this true? Are you going to fulfill what he or she is saying? Is this word coming from you?" You know, that's how you test the Spirit. You ask the Holy Spirit and you guide, because yes, testing the Spirit is when prophets use the word of God, but here you are, out of the mouth, thank you, Holy Spirit, out of the mouth of babes, so shall it be, the Lord is just now saying. So, you know, some three-year-olds know how to probably read a full scripture. Mine doesn't yet. She knows how to pray. So she's not going to say, "Mommy, verse such and such, thus says the Lord." So testing the Spirit, you can do it in other ways by just simply praying to the Lord and asking him, "Is this from you, or is this the devil, the deceitful one, the spirit of confusion?" So definitely listen, though, because I didn't even brush her off when she said, "Mommy, there's a surprise for you at the nail salon." I was so flustered. I didn't, and I know she was telling the truth, or I know it was a possibility she was really telling the truth. So I just said, "Okay." Right? I normally, if I'm not upset, I start praising the Lord and thanking him before I get it. But I was so flustered, I just said, "Okay." So I'm saying all of that to say, pay attention to your children and pray over them as well, in Jesus' name. So I pray this helps you all. Have a good one.